If you drive, bike, bus, or walk through Seattle, you already know that the streets of the city are way overcrowded. So how do we solve our growing transportation problems? The city of Seattle hopes a nearly $1 billion levy will do the trick. And what will that money pay for?
It'll pay for repaving about 250 miles of streets, building 150 blocks of sidewalks, and improving walkability on another 150 blocks or so, retiming traffic signals on 45 corridors around the city, doing traffic safety projects on an additional 12.
That's Scott Kubley, the director of Seattle's Transportation Department, and he's rattling off a big list, and it's got a big price tag. This so-called Move Seattle levy would replace a transportation levy that voters passed in 2006. That old levy expires this year. Kubley says if voters approve the new measure, almost every part of the city will get something.
It's going to be a little different in every neighborhood. So neighborhoods like Broadview or South Park, which are neighborhoods that have had chronic flooding in the past, we're going to partner with SPU to improve drainage in those areas and put in sidewalks. These are areas of the city that haven't had sidewalks in the past. In other neighborhoods, it's going to be improving safety. In other neighborhoods, it'll be increasing transit reliability.
Scott, you mentioned that this is a replacement for an expiring levy, but it's three times as big as that expiring levy. So clearly, you and the mayor and other city officials had some kind of conversation where you decided we're not just going to stay at par. We need to do this. What was that conversation?
When you go out and you talk to people, and we've talked to thousands of people over the last 6 weeks, people are really concerned about our transportation system. They want to make sure that it's working, that it's moving them, and that it's helping people get to and from where they need to go, whether it's work or school or shopping. You know, we're a growing city, and growing cities or growing businesses need to invest in their capital plan. Our capital plan is the roads and the streets that people move on.
But you could have asked for, say, $500 million or $600 million. Why did you decide to go for the $900 plus?
I just think the needs are that great. You know, when you look at a quarter of the city doesn't have sidewalks, that's a multi-billion dollar investment to put sidewalks in all those blocks. But when you go out and you talk to residents in the city, the number one thing we heard back from folks is that they want more walkability. They want streets that are safe to walk on, sidewalks in their neighborhoods. You talk to other folks and they want their streets paved because, you know, they're seeing potholes. So that adds additional costs. And then you have folks that are taking transit that want the transit to operate more reliably. We're a big city. We're growing bigger. And I think people, both in the administration, sort of trying to size the levy and figure out what projects we were going to do. And then also the folks out in the community that are commenting and providing feedback on those projects recognize that there's a lot of needs out there.
So tonight is another public hearing. How does the input that you get inform the process of shaping this levy, or is it fully shaped at this point?
Well, no. So it's now sitting with City Council. I can tell you how we incorporated public feedback in the mayor's office. So we at SDOT went out and had conversations with people all over the city, whether they were traditional public meetings or going to coffee shops and having coffee hours, going to farmers markets and getting feedback. And what we did was we changed what was in the proposal. So we heard from a lot of folks that safety, walking, and access to transit and more reliable transit were their biggest priorities. And so we reduced by the amount that we were going to be doing on paving by a little bit so that we could increase investments in walking and safety and transit. And so I would anticipate if council hears from voters what voters feel are important, you know, I would expect that the council will likely make a few tweaks or a few changes to the levy to reflect what they're hearing from people.
Scott Kubley is director of Seattle's Transportation Department. You've got a chance to weigh in on the city's proposed transportation levy. That's tonight at Seattle City Hall. It's scheduled to start at 5:30.